Hiya, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Angeline.
So we're on day two of Meet the Wongs. Let's remember what's been happening. Paige is looking after Puffball, her class pet, over the weekend.
Right, and we know that Puffball is a hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and in order to take care of Puffball, Paige will need to give Puffball food, give Puffball clean water, help it exercise.
Yes.
And what else?
Well, that's probably most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Timmy and Jimmy, they want to help. To help take care of Puffball. But Paige says she doesn't trust them.
No, she thinks that maybe they will, I don't know, lose her. Maybe they will
drop her in the toilet. Who knows?
And Timmy, well, he bets she will need their help later.
Okay, but Jimmy says maybe they won't help her. Now she said no once, they might not help again. Now, the article title is Puffball Goes Missing. So we can probably guess what's going to happen today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read through the article and find out.
Puffball goes missing.
Paige takes Puffball out of her cage. Puffball bites Paige, and Paige drops her.
Puffball, come back! Puffball, where are you?
Why are you looking for Puffball?
I dropped Puffball and then she ran away. I can't find her anywhere.
Maybe Mac and Cheese caught her. Maybe our neighbor's cat came and took her away.
I hope not. Can you guys help me look for her?
I thought you didn't need our help.
Please help me. I'm begging you. I'll be in big trouble if I don't find Puffball.
Paige goes to her brother's room. She notices a hamster ball.
Did you guys find Puffball?
Yes, she's right here. She's exercising. We fed her and changed her water too.
You guys are much better at taking care of pets.
We know.
Word power.
Look for. Christopher is looking for a new job. Christopher is looking for a new job. Catch. Caught. My dad went fishing and caught some fish. My dad went fishing and caught some fish. Neighbor. Most of my neighbors in this building are very friendly. Most of my neighbors in this building are very friendly. Feed. We feed the dog twice every day. We feed the dog twice every day.
Okay, so if you look at the pictures, you will see that Paige takes Puffball out of her cage.
Okay.
Maybe she's going to clean it or do something like that, but Puffball bites Paige.
Oh, no.
And hamsters do that.
Yes.
And Paige drops her.
Ooh.
Which probably, if Puffball is still okay, it's going to run away. She's going to run away.
Okay. So it looks like things aren't going so well for Paige.
No.
And it looks like Puffball probably ran away because she says, Puffball, come back.
Okay, we probably then see Paige looking for Puffball, trying to find him and saying, Puffball, where are you? Now, a dog would come.
Maybe.
A cat might come if you shout for them. Hamsters aren't going to do that.
No.
They don't know what's going on.
Okay, so Mrs. Wong notices that her daughter Paige is probably looking around, and she hears her saying, where are you? Come back.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, why are you looking for Puffball?
So this phrase, look for.
Right, look for.
Yeah, so let's spell it L-O-O-K, look, F-O-R, for, and it's our first word power word for today.
Okay, so to look for something means to find something. Here's an example. Christopher is looking for a new job. Again, Christopher is looking for a new job.
Okay, so Paige is going to be honest now. She's not going to pretend nothing's wrong. She says, I dropped Puffball and then she ran away. She's telling her mom what's happened. She's telling her mom, really, she's in trouble.
Okay, so Paige continues to say, I can't find her anywhere. Okay, so anywhere is a pronoun and it means in or any place. So Paige is saying that she's checked all over the house for Puffball, but she still can't find her in any of the places in the house.
All of those places, can't find her anywhere. Okay, Timmy now enters. He comes in and he says, maybe mac and cheese caught her. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not for a dog to catch a hamster. The hamster might not like that.
No.
But here we've got to look at the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch. It's a verb and it's also our next word power word. So, to catch means to trap an animal or fish by using a trap, net or hook, or by hunting it. Here's an example. My dad went fishing and caught some fish. My dad went fishing and caught some fish. So, of course, we should also add that caught is the past tense of catch. Uh-huh. It's an irregular verb. Pay attention to the spelling.
Okay. So it seems like Jimmy also has an idea maybe of where Puffball is, okay? He says, maybe our neighbor's cat came and took her away.
Oh, now we saw that cat, Abu, is that right?
Abu.
And that cat was stealing everything. I remember that from last time. Now, this cat belongs to her neighbor. Okay, we should spell neighbor, which is N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, neighbor. It's also our next word power word.
Okay, your neighbor is the person who lives next to you or close to you. For example, the people that live in the same building as you or on the same street as you would be your neighbor. Here's an example sentence. Most of my neighbors in this building are very friendly. Again, most of my neighbors in this building are very friendly.
So Paige says, I hope not. No wonder, because if a dog catches the hamster, that's bad. If a cat catches it, you won't see the hamster again.
No.
That hamster is going to get eaten. Okay. Now Paige there, she said, I hope not. And this is an expression. It's something you say when you hope something somebody just said or suggested is not true, did not happen, or will not happen. For example, do you think we'll have a math test this afternoon?
I hope not.
I hope not, meaning I don't want to have a math test.
No, okay. So Paige is getting a little bit worried, right?
Yeah.
She can't find Puffball, and Puffball is very small.
Yes.
And you would know, right? Puffball probably would run really, really fast.
They are fast hamsters,
yeah. And so maybe she might have missed seeing him when she looked for him. Maybe she was looking here and he was over there running away. So she decides to get some help, okay?
Right.
She says, can you guys help me look for her?
Okay, now if you remember yesterday, Paige said no to Timmy and Jimmy. So Timmy now probably folds his arms and says, I thought you didn't need our help.
Okay, Timmy. Well, if you really want someone to help you, it's always better to be polite,
true,
right? So Paige says, please help me.
Okay, and she even adds, I'm begging you. So beg is a verb, B-E-G, beg, and it means to ask really strongly for something you really need.
Okay.
We also use it to mean to ask strangers for money when you have none. People often homeless on the street, they need money, so they beg. We could also say Tina begged her parents to let her go to her friend's birthday party.
She probably said, please, 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 I'll do anything you want me to do. Okay, so Paige is begging her brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And because she says, I'll be in big trouble if I don't find Puffball.
Okay, in big trouble means you're in a lot of trouble. It's serious trouble, and that means you're going to be punished for what you did.
I think her teacher won't be happy. Her classmates certainly won't be happy.
Oh, she's in very big trouble.
Yeah, okay. So in our illustration, we kind of see that the twins, it looks like they found Puffball, okay?
Oh, great.
She's hiding under a bed.
Okay.
And Jimmy watches Puffball while Timmy cleans her cage.
Oh, great. And then Paige comes to her brother's room and she notices a hamster ball. This is the thing they run around in.
Paige then says, did you guys find Puffball?
And Timmy says, yes, she's right here. She's exercising. Mm.
Okay, so what's more, Jimmy says, we fed her and changed her water, too.
Okay,
so we see another word, power word here, feed, F-E-E-D, feed. When you give a person or an animal food, you are feeding them. Let's use the word feed in an example sentence. We feed the dog twice every day. Again, we feed the dog twice every day.
And the past tense of feed, of course, is fed, F-E-D.
Right.
Okay, Paige then says, you guys are much better at taking care of pets.
Mm.
So that's kind of like she's saying, sorry, I didn't trust you, but you guys are actually pretty good at this. You guys are much better. So there's a comparative there. We're not exactly sure, but we can probably say she's comparing it to what she thought or before. So you're much better at taking care of pets than I thought, or than you were before.
Or even much better than her.
Yeah,
too.
She lost Puffball.
Mm-hmm.
The twins found her.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Okay, so Timmy and Jimmy, well, they're very proud of what they've done. And they say, we know.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Why are you so sad, Angeline?
Oh, I lost my pet.
Don't worry, I can help you find it. So are we looking for a dog or a cat or like in the article, a hamster?
I'm looking for little Annie.
Okay.
You'll need some sort of glasses, though, maybe. Do you have
Why?
Some glasses? Well, because little Annie, well, she's an ant. She's about the size of a guava? A guava seed.
Okay, well, luckily, I have these, which will help me see very small things.
Okay.
And I have the smallest net in the world.
That's perfect.
So that should help us catch an ant. Oh, I think I found her.
Let's see.
There.
No, that's just some dirt.
Oh, okay.
That's not little Annie.
Ah, okay, definitely got her this time.
That's not Annie.
Well, how do you know? It's an ant?
Yeah, but she has a spot on her back.
Oh,
we really need to find her soon. It's almost lunchtime. I need to feed her.
You feed your pet ant?
Yeah, I usually give her fruit like strawberries,
Look,
pears.
Angeline, I don't think we're going to find her. Maybe you should get a new pet. Maybe one you can find more easily. Or you could just get more ants. They're everywhere. They run on my desk all the time.
Oh, how can you say that? Little Annie is like a family to me.
Oh.
You know what? I'll just look for her myself, okay? I don't need your help.
Okay. Thanks for watching, everybody. I will help her look
for the
ant.
Can you guys help me find little Annie, please? Maybe she went to your house. I don't know. Maybe.
For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Angeline.
See you later when we found the ant. Bye-bye.
Step by step.
I hope not.
Do you have to work late tonight?
I hope not.
Maybe we can watch a movie then. In big trouble.
The teacher saw Jesse cheating on the test.
Is he in big trouble?
Of course. Puffball goes missing.
Paige takes Puffball out of her cage. Puffball bites Paige, and Paige drops her.
Puffball, come back! Puffball, where are you?
Why are you looking for Puffball?
I dropped Puffball, and then she ran away. I can't find her anywhere.
Maybe Mac and Cheese caught her. Maybe our neighbor's cat came and took her away.
I hope not. Can you guys help me look for her?
I thought you didn't need our help.
Please help me. I'm begging you. I'll be in big trouble if I don't find Puffball.
Paige goes to her brother's room. She notices a hamster ball.
Did you guys find Puffball?
Yes, she's right here. She's exercising. We fed her and changed her water too.
You guys are much better at taking care of pets.
We know.
Look for. Christopher is looking for a new job. Christopher is looking for a new job. Catch. Caught. My dad went fishing and caught some fish. My dad went fishing and caught some fish. Neighbor. Most of my neighbors in this building are very friendly. Most of my neighbors in this building are very friendly. Fed. We feed the dog twice every day. We feed the dog twice every day.